Ego, finding balance for success. The ego is like the engine powering ambition. It fuels our drive to achieve goals, whether you're an artist, athlete, scientist, or entrepreneur. But here's the thing, too much of it can steer us off course. It's that nagging voice telling you how awesome you are, but it can also blind you to what really matters. Imagine ego as a scale. On one side, it's essential to push forward. On the other, it can lead to self-absorption and missed opportunities. To stay on track, we need a mix of confidence and humility. That means recognizing our strengths without getting lost in self-praise. When the ego takes over, it's like drifting into a daydream. We lose touch with others and the world around us. Success flourishes on connection and engagement, not on being stuck in our heads. Strive for achievement. Sometimes being great doesn't mean being in the spotlight. John Boyd, a U.S. Air Force pilot and strategist, changed how modern warfare works, but most people don't know about him. He once asked his soldiers if they wanted to be or to do. Being someone might seem nice, but actually doing stuff is harder. People often say to find your passion, but that might not be the best advice. Being passionate can make you excited, but it can also make you rush and miss things. Instead, it's better to look for purpose. That means having clear reasons and goals. Stay calm when things get tough. Getting mad, holding grudges, or letting pride take over will mess up your thinking. Just because you went to a good school, put in hard work, or come from a rich or powerful family doesn't make you special. Sure, it's annoying when your boss is rude or your coworkers drive you nuts, but flipping out and saying you deserve better won't help. That stuff comes from your ego. Instead, keep your cool, focus on the job, and learn from the challenges that come your way. The Canvas Strategy. To succeed in your career journey, adopt the Canvas Strategy. It's all about holding back and letting others leave their mark on you. Here's how to kickstart it. 1. Work on your attitude. Start by shaping up your attitude. It's a key ingredient for success. 2. Stay humble. Remember, you're not as great as you might think. Stay humble and open to improvement. 3. Keep learning. School might be over, but your learning journey isn't. Acknowledge that you still have a lot to discover beyond your textbooks. To reach your own goals, help others reach theirs. Making someone else's job easier can pave the way for your own success. Even if it feels like taking a back seat, starting from the bottom teaches you the ins and outs of how things work. Don't let your ego hold you back. Instead, come up with ideas to share with your boss, connect people who could work together, and tackle the small tasks that others avoid. When you clear the path for others, you're shaping the direction they'll go in, and in turn, boosting your own chances of success. The pitfalls of excessive talk. Social media often push us to talk more than we act. Instead of getting things done, we end up just chatting away on platforms like Facebook and Twitter, but all this talk can be deceiving. When we're constantly updating our status or posting tweets, it can make us think we're accomplishing a lot, even when we're not. It's like we're filling boxes with words, trying to make ourselves look better than we really are. But don't fall for it. Just because you're saying you're great doesn't mean you actually are. Don't let your ego trick you into believing your own hype. Emily Gould, a writer, faced a big problem while writing her novel. Despite having a lucrative book deal, she found herself distracted by social media like Tumblr and Twitter. Instead of focusing on her writing, she spent too much time online, thinking she was building her personal brand, but she realized it was just a distraction. Constant posting and chatting online drained her energy, leaving little for her actual work. Some people believe talking out loud helps them solve problems. However, studies suggest it might actually slow down the thinking process. Similarly, while visualizing goals can be helpful initially, it can eventually give a false sense of progress. When a task gets tough, talking or visualizing goals doesn't make it easier. Success, beyond the narrative. When we hear success stories, they often paint a picture of inevitability, as if success was predestined. But looking back at our own journey can be tricky. We tend to filter out the messy parts that don't fit the neat narrative we want to tell. This can give us a false sense of clarity, blinding us from the hard work that actually got us there. Success stories can be misleading because they imply an ending, as if success is the final chapter. But in reality, life doesn't stop after success. If anything, it gets tougher. Once you've made it, everyone wants to knock you off the top. That's when the real grind begins. A student mindset. Pride can be a stumbling block. It stops us from learning. Instead, keep yourself in check by adopting a student mindset. This means recognizing that there's always more to learn. Just because you succeed doesn't mean you're a master. Frank Shamrock, a champion in mixed martial arts, advises having a plus, a minus, and an equal in your circle. Learn from those who are more skilled than you and who can teach you. Teach those who know less than you, because being a pro means understanding your craft well enough to explain it to others. Working with peers helps refine your skills. In the beginning, staying in this mindset is easier. But as you succeed, there's a temptation to think you know it all. Remember what physicist John Wheeler said, "As our island of knowledge grows, so does the shore of our ignorance." The more you know, the more you realize there's still much to learn. Stay sharp. Learning and growth in business. Wynton Marsalis, a jazz legend, once advised a young musician to stay humble because true learning happens when you admit you don't know everything. He meant that being open to learning is crucial for success. The theory of disruption suggests that every industry will face unexpected changes. When this happens, established companies might struggle to adapt because they've grown too comfortable with their old ways. They stop learning and growing. But newcomers, still eager to learn, are more flexible. They notice opportunities and jump on them by studying what others are doing and figuring out how to do it better. They stay curious and adaptable, which gives them an edge. Standard of performance. Bill Walsh, former coach of the San Francisco 49ers, didn't rely on magic to turn his team from losers to champions. Instead of dreaming about Super Bowl glory, he focused on practical steps to get there. In 3 years, he transformed one of the worst teams in the league into a champion. Walsh didn't buy into the idea that he had some grand vision of winning the Super Bowl. He simply concentrated on what his team needed to do, when they needed to do it, and how they should do it. Bill Walsh believed in setting high standards to achieve success. He enforced simple rules. Players stood during practice, coaches dressed sharply, and the locker room stayed tidy. Walsh expected excellence both on and off the field. However, after winning the Super Bowl, the team's performance slumped for 2 years. They got too cocky and lazy. It took a rough patch for them to realize they needed to stick to their standards to win again. Once they did, they became champions repeatedly. Learn from setbacks. Everyone makes mistakes. Whether you're an entrepreneur or a creative person, taking risks is part of the game, and sometimes they don't pay off. Failing isn't the issue. It's when we tie our identity to that failure. We need to understand that failure doesn't define us. It only reflects our actions. Take Dov Charney, the former CEO of American Apparel, for example. His decisions cost the company a whopping $300 million and tarnished its reputation with numerous scandals. When the board suggested he step down, he refused and even went on to waste more money on a pointless lawsuit to clear his name. In the end, he lost, and the media exposed embarrassing details about his behavior. Learn from failure, the story of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, once faced a major setback when he was fired from his own company because of his huge ego. Instead of letting anger consume him, he took a different path. Jobs sold almost all his Apple shares, keeping just one, and decided to start anew. He didn't let failure define him. Instead, he used it as a chance to learn. Jobs invested in Pixar, an animation company, and gradually rebuilt his reputation. Learning from his past mistakes in management, he emerged stronger. Eventually, Jobs returned to Apple and led it to even greater heights. His story teaches us that when things go wrong, it's crucial to reflect on our actions and learn from them. Rather than clinging tighter to what's failing, it's about recognizing the flaws and making changes for the better. Stay grounded in success. Success can sometimes make people act a little crazy at first. But as they get used to it, they start to feel more confident and brave. If you got lucky and succeeded through a random guess, remember you didn't really plan it. And when people praise you for doing great things, it's important to keep your head clear. Let's take a look at Angela Merkel, a really powerful woman in Germany. Once, when she was in a meeting with Russian President Putin, his dog barged in. Now, Merkel isn't a fan of dogs, but she didn't freak out or take it personally. She just stayed calm and patient. As she once said, you can't solve tasks with charisma. Find balance in success and failure. Success can sometimes make people feel like they're the center of the universe, and stress only adds to that feeling. But when things don't go well, it's a blow to that inflated sense of self. The key is to keep your ego in check. Instead of getting caught up in your own importance, take a step back and realize how vast the world really is. Take time to observe nature, to feel connected to something bigger than yourself. Let go of the need for revenge or validation. The world offers so much more than just you. When you're working on something, do it because you enjoy it, not just for the sake of success. When your focus is solely on achieving a goal, your ego takes over, and that's when problems can arise. Your work might not get the recognition you hoped for, or it might even face criticism or sabotage. But instead of letting your ego dictate your actions, focus on what you can control, your own efforts. If you're putting in your best effort, that should be enough. And if it's not, maybe it's time to rethink what you're doing. Discover what matters. The ego focuses too much on itself. Real self-awareness helps you grow by asking, what's important to you? It's about understanding yourself, not just how others see you. Figure out what truly matters to you so you can stay true to yourself. Remember, you're always learning from the world around you. Forget about just chasing success. Instead, commit to getting better every day. Key points. 1. Balance ego with humility for success. Too much ego blinds us to what truly matters. 2. Strive for purpose over passion. Stay calm in challenges to avoid ego-driven reactions. 3. Practice the canvas strategy. Shape attitude, stay humble, and keep learning. 4. Help others to pave your own path to success. Avoid excessive talk and social media distractions. 5. Reflect on mistakes like Steve Jobs. Success requires continuous self-improvement. 6. Stay grounded in success. Find balance by staying connected to something greater than yourself.